gonna hook you up, Rachel. That's all right. I'll get you. Shove it in your pocket.
Amen. Well, we all say it's good to be here. Do hope you'll pray for just a few minutes of time. Lord, help us tonight.
Praise God.
And I want to be a blessing, want to be a help to you.
Yeah.
Yet I want to stay with the Word of God.
Hey.
I believe it's going to take preaching to save our people.
Sure.
Yes, sir.
And you pray, Lord, help us. In the book of Psalms, chapter 1. Psalms, chapter 1. David said, blessed is a man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water,
yes,
that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. But notice this. He said, the ungodly are not so, but like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. I will preach tonight, the Lord will help us. Notice there in verse 1, you may be seated. There in verse 1, he talked about walketh.
Right.
He talked about standeth.
Yes.
He talked about sitteth.
Right.
And I will preach tonight, God will help me for a few minutes, on six seats that you don't want to sit in. Six seats that you don't want to sit in. He said, blessed is a man.
Yeah, yeah. Go ahead.
Blessed. And that word blessed means joyous and prosperous.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
God will bless folks if they won't sit in some of these seats.
Right.
Yeah. He said, blessed is a man that walketh not in the counsel of the godly, but standeth in the way of the sinners. You know, you can stand in the way of sinners. You get in their way. God don't like that. Well, he said, more sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Now, when you're sitting, you're walking, you're moving, and you're standing, you're not going to be there very long. But when you sit down, you probably get comfortable. And sometimes one seat, he said, or sitteth in the seat of the scornful. In other words, I've been in this thing a long time.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot.
Yeah.
A lot of folks, you know, these people that like to sit in the seat of the scornful,
Right. They
just about despise everything.
Right.
Nothing satisfies them.
Yeah. Yeah.
And nothing seemingly to go their way.
Sure.
But the Bible said, blessed is a man. Blessed is a man that does not do that. I want to be blessed to the Lord, don't you? I want the Lord to bless me. I look around and I see more faults in myself than do anybody else. Because I know myself. And he said there, said that the Lord sitteth in the seat of the scornful. In other words, despised. You can't satisfy some folks. I'm just preaching what God gives me. You can't satisfy everybody. We're living in a day when folks are dissatisfied. And I've said this, if you preach 29 minutes, you haven't preached long enough. And if you preach 30 minutes, you preach too long. So you just cannot hardly satisfy everybody. They got something to say about everything. Well, let me say this, friend. At the end of the day, all that matters is whether or not you've been born again. Saved by the grace of God. I don't want to sit in that seat. I go around a lot and I see a lot of things.
Yeah.
I go to a lot of different churches and a lot of things maybe I don't agree with, but I'm not going to talk about them.
Amen.
They don't belong to me.
Right.
I mean, I don't own them. The Lord owns them.
Yeah.
And he'll take care of them. You better believe that.
Yeah.
Brother, it's not my Bible says judge not. lest you be judged. So I just leave that part of it up to the Lord and let him and trust him with him. I don't want to sit in that seat of the scornful and all time finding fault with everything. Finding fault with a preacher. Finding fault with everything. My friend, let me say this. We'll come to the house of God with our mind. Brother, set up toward heaven. I'll be God Almighty will meet with us. My friend, we can leave there and say it like Peter did on the mountain of transfiguration. Oh, Peter said, Lord, said it's good to be here. It's real good to be around where the Lord is at. Brother, let me say this today. I don't want to sit in that seat. Not the next seat I don't want to sit in. In the seat of the slothful. Brother, let me say this. I want to give him my best. I know I ain't much of a preacher. But brother, I want to give him my best. Listen, I don't sit in that seat. Brother, just halfway doing the job. Brother, if you sing, sing at your best ability. Brother, whatever you do, do it for the honor and the glory of God. He said, blessed is the man. Thank God, I'm glad. He said, he'll be like a tree that's planted by the rivers of water. Hallelujah, God. I'm glad the Lord. Thank God, he'll plant us by the rivers of water. He'll bring forth his fruit in his season. His leaf shall not wither. Whatsoever he doeth, he'll prosper. I say, hallelujah, God. I don't want to sit in the seat by a friend of softness. You know something? We've got, I'm going to talk to us preachers a minute. We have got the highest honor that there is. You say Trump has got it. No, Trump don't got it. He don't have it. None of them fellas got it. We've got it. God has entrusted us with his eternal word and said, preach the word. Thank God, listen, be instant in season and out of season. What does that mean, preacher? Preach when you feel like it or not. Thank God, just preach. I say hallelujah to God. If God's called you, stay faithful to it. Give it the very best that you have. And God Almighty, he'll smile his approval upon it. Amen. I'm afraid we're living a day when folks want to try to please man. You can't please man. There's probably better 200 people here tonight. And probably if you ask what you think about me, you get better than 200 answers. Everybody's got their own thing about it. Let me say, just give it the best.
Yes, sir.
Give it your very best.
Yes,
and God will honor that. God will bless that. Yes. I say, listen, my friend, we're not in this thing. As I said up there in camp meeting last week, we're not in a contest.
No.
Preachers ought not. No. My friend, see which one can out-preach the other one. That ain't what it's all about. Hey, God, we need to honor and glorify him.
Yes.
I say hallelujah to him. Another thing, I don't want to sit in the seat of suspicion. This might get kind of hurtful here. We ought not sit in the seat of suspicion. You folks, these people suspect everything. Amen. Amen. If they see me talking to some woman, they say, well, I wonder what's going on there. You got to watch what you're doing. You got to watch. Hey, man, listen. What so folks so suspicious of you. When they see you somewhere, my friend, they suspect something. All time that we ought to trust one another. My friend, we ought to pray for one another. We ought to love one another. My friend, we don't sit in those seats. Oh, listen, my friend, God will honor that. He said he'd be like a tree. He'd be like a tree that's planted by the rivers of water. I mean, regardless, those tree roots will run deep by the rivers of water. Regardless how dry it may get, Those roots, my friend, will get some moisture, and its leaves shall not wither. I say hallelujah to God. What are you talking about, preacher? My friend, just stay close to the cross. Thank God, just live for God. Regardless how dry it may get, regardless how dead it may seem sometimes, thank God, just stand firm. Stand faithful to the Lord. He'll be like a tree. Thank God, listen, I don't want to wither away. I want to stay down there where God Almighty can use me for His glory and His honor. Amen. He'll be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Oh, listen. Said his leaves shall not wither. Notice the next thing he said. Whatever he does, he'll prosper. I like this. We may not see the results now. But you better believe if it's of the Lord, it's going to prosper. He'll prosper. Amen. God never sent a message yet in vain. Every message is for a purpose. It's for a cause. We may not see the end of it now. But brother, let me say this. God don't send it out in vain. He don't preach his man in vain. Amen. It's for a purpose. Hallelujah. He said it'll prosper. Whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. But he said the ungodly are not so. But he said they're like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Not like this. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in judgment. Well, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. They said that does away with this judgment. Everybody going there saved and lost. No, sir. They'll not stand in judgment with God, with God's people. They, my friend, I'm telling you, brother, listen, we're going to the judgment seat of Christ someday. Give an answer for this thing. Hallelujah. I'm not going to the white throne judgment. Hey, God, I'm going. I got to give account of my stewardship to Him, all because He saved me. What time by His marvelous grace. Hallelujah to God. Brother, I'm so glad that I know Him. I'm more glad He knows me. Amen. Amen. I've been acquainted with Him for a while. Hallelujah. He ain't never changed. Oh, listen. Another seed I don't want to set in is seed of selfishness. Selfishness. Now, I've been in this a long time, and I've seen some things. And I hate to say this, but I've seen selfishness in the church house. I tried to pastor one time. Well, I had some folks there. They said, have a revival meeting. They said, if anybody sings tomorrow night, we're singing. Selfishness. Selfishness. Oh, if I don't get to do it, nobody else should have to. I'm here to tell you, brother, there's room for all of us. Amen. I don't sit in that seat to you. I'd much rather hear my preaching brother preach than try it myself. But I'm here to tell you, when it falls my lot, I want to give it my best. Thank God, and I'll pray, brother, for others that's up there. Last week in that camp meeting, I told them this. I said, listen, I'd much rather hear these others preach than try to preach myself. But when the Holy Ghost of God gets on me, I'd rather preach and hear them. Amen. Hallelujah to God. But it takes the presence and the power of the Holy Ghost in His hand. I say hallelujah to Him. Oh, listen, folks. I don't want to sit in a seat of selfishness. It ain't about me. It ain't about you. It's all about Him. Paul told Timothy, he said, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead, as he is appearing, that he is appearing in his kingdom. He said, preach the word. Preach the word. What is the word? John 1:1 said, in the beginning was the word. The word was with God, and the word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. He said, all things are made by him. And without him, there's not anything made that was made. And in him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shined in the darkness, and darkness comprehended it not. Oh, John said, ain't a man sent from God, who's whose name was John. Hey, God, John said, I'm not that light. I've just come to bear witness of that light of every man that cometh to the world. Thank God, it's all about him. Without him, it'd be impossible for you and I to do anything. I say hallelujah. Amen. God can use whatever he wants to use. Amen. Whoa, it ain't about us, folks. It's all about him. I want to exalt him and lift him up. Why? Because he saved me one time. Brother Kevin, I said he saved me one time. It's lasted over 58 years. I ain't got much further to go, but I believe he'll still be good. Why, preacher, he said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I'll go live. He said, I'll go with you all the way, even to the end of the world. He'd go with all the way. I looked up that word one time when he said all the way. Now, he said all the ways. He said all the way. That word, all the way means through your difficulties, through your troubles, through your trials, through your temptations, through all that. God said, I'll go with you all the way. Hey, God, I'm glad he's never run out on me. Hey, God, he's always been. All right, listen, I've tried him at the midnight hour. I found he was there. I found him. I've tried him when I didn't need a thing. Sometimes I just go to him and I say, Lord, I'm not going to ask nothing. I just want to thank you for what you already done. Amen. And just give him praise for what he's already done. Oh, listen, folks, he's been good to us. Listen, he didn't have to save but one of us. One fellow sat up there the other night. He said, if we'd got justice, we'd be in hell with a back broke. How true that is. Ain't you glad that God saw fit to save you? Amen. Another seat I don't want to sit in is a seat of satisfaction. I don't sit in that seat either. I don't get satisfied. I don't get satisfied of where I am. I don't sit down and get satisfied. Oh, that's one seat, folks, we ought never get satisfied in. I mean, I'm never satisfied with my preaching. I'm never satisfied with my service. I always feel like I can do better. My friend, not for myself, honor and glory, that I might be able to glorify his name. It's all about him. It ain't about us. One of these days, we'll close our eyes in death. My friend, our spirit be ushered in the presence of an almighty God that says, I see, I judge, and we're going before him. Amen. I don't want to give up, do you? Thank God, I don't want to get satisfied with where I am. I feel like I can get closer. I feel like I can do better. Amen. Not for my glory or honor, but better try to be a help to somebody else. Amen. Then another seat I don't want to sit in, a seat of surrender. Don't want to give up.
Nope.
I don't want to give up. I just want to keep on, keep it on.
Oh, yeah.
Don't want to give up. Say, I've surrendered.
Amen.
No, sir. My friend, listen. We don't want to give up where we're at.
Right.
Don't surrender. Amen. Just keep on fighting.
Amen.
Paul told Timothy, fight the good fight of faith.
Amen.
I mean, listen. I've said this a lot of times. I mean, Baptists, they love to fight each other. We ain't fight each other. We're fight the enemy. We're fight the devil. Amen. Fight the good fight of faith. I mean, I'm going to keep all the fighting at you. Hey, go on to surrender. Amen. Get satisfied where I'm at. Thank God, just keep on. Bible told, Peter said, grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We're to grow, my friends. Just keep on keeping on for God's honor and glory. Amen. I don't want to sit in the seat of the get satisfied where I'm at. Just surrender. Say, that's it. I ain't going to do no more. But I'm just going to keep on keeping on for God's honor and glory. Amen. Someday, wherever one will hear him say, come up, Heather. Come up, Heather. I'm going to come up. I'm going up there where he's at. Amen. This world is not our home. Folks, let me say this. We need not get settled down here because we're leaving out pretty soon. I believe he's soon coming. All the signs point that the Lord is soon coming. Paul wrote to Timothy. He said, Timothy, he said, know this also. He said, know this also, that in the latter days perilous times will come. He said, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful and unholy, without natural affections. That's a running wild today, without natural affection. Truth breaker, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. That's where we're at today. I mean, I'm like Brother Billy Mitchell said when he pastored a little while. Somebody said, how's the church doing? He said, it's up and down. He said, some's up in the mountains and some down on the lake. That's about the way it is. I mean, I'm a firm believer. Brother, when it comes time for the house of God, we're to be in the house of God. Be there to worship the Lord. Hallelujah. He put us there for a purpose. I'm just preaching what God gave me now. Amen. He'll work, folks. I mean, we listen. We should put him first in everything. Amen. Well, I like what preacher preached this morning. He preached my message, really. I told him, I said, you preached my message. He said, preach it again. Amen. Amen. I mean, this is time that folks put the church first. I go to revival meetings. You have a pretty good crowd Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, Thursday night. It'll come off Friday night ball game. You just about as well close it. What happened, preacher? They love the world. Love and pleasure is more than love. You say, hey, preacher, they're church members. Oh, listen, when you join this thing. Amen. Paul talked about, and I'm going to close the minute. Paul talked about being a good soldier. You can't be a good soldier and stay home. You got to get, when you get caught, drafted into the service, you leave home. You go where they're at. You're under another commander. He tells you what to do. I mean, listen, everybody looks about like in the uniform.
Yes, preach.
Amen. Good preach. Praise God. We should just be faithful to the Lord. You're going to answer for it someday. We'll have to give an answer to our stewardship. Not whether or not we're saved, but our stewardship. Our service to him. I want to finish right. I started this thing better than 58 years ago. And I want to finish right. Too many of my preaching brethren, I've seen, has fallen by the wayside. Fallen by the wayside. God help me. Try to be a blessing. Try to be a help to them. I don't understand. Why, how in the world can a man preach and preach under the anointing and then quit? I can understand
that.
That's
good, brother.
I'd be afraid God'd kill me. I would. I fear him. I know what he's able to do. Bless his man. Said he'd be like a tree that's planted by the rivers of water. In other words, God's going to take care of you in the dry times. He'll take care of him in the dark times. He'll be right there to take care of him. May God help us tonight. Give you a little thought, Lord, lay on our heart. Hope it's a blessing and help to you. Get a song, if you would, Brother Josh.